Simon & Schuster Audio presents To Have and To Hoax, a novel by Martha Waters, read by Anais Inara Chase and Joel Frimkin.
For my parents, who took me to Jane Austen's house, and for Gillian, Corinne, Eleanor and Elizabeth, future heroines of their own stories. Prologue. May, 1812. Lady Violet Grey, 18 years old, fair of face and figure, with a respectable fortune and unimpeachable bloodline, had every advantage a young lady of good society could possibly desire, except, according to her mother, one tragically absent trait, a suitably ladylike sense of meekness. "Curiosity, my dear, will take you nowhere," Lady Worthington had admonished her daughter more than once over the course of Violet's interminable years of adolescence. "Curiosity will lead you to balconies and ruin." Ruin. While Violet had no objection to the word in the context of, say, the Parthenon in Greece, a place that she would have loved to visit, had she not been an English girl of good family and fortune, she had come to loathe it beyond all reason when it was employed in the context of young ladies such as herself. So frequently did her mother use the word to warn against Violet's unsuitable behaviour that she had come to imagine it always with a capital R. One visited ruins, one was ruined. And if Lady Worthington's constant admonitions were anything to judge by, Violet was at particular risk of succumbing to this most undesirable state when Lady Worthington discovered a book of scandalous poetry.